Blog Talk Radio.
Let me hear the worshipers! Where's all of my praises? I want everybody around the world to put your hands together because all the praise belongs to God. Here we go.
Yeah.
He's worthy of the praise. I don't care what you've been through. Just know that praise is bringing you out right now. Nobody can get praise but God tonight. Come on, clap them hands.
To God, every praise is to our God. Come on, church, hallelujah. Give God all praise, glory, and honor because he is worthy of your praise. Amen. It is he that has kept us and not kept ourselves. It is God Almighty, the creator of all things. Amen. It's nothing, hallelujah. There's nothing, I'm going to say it again, there's nothing that God cannot do. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, so will you trust God to do it? Amen. God bless everyone here in Wednesday night Bible study.
Amen.
Come on now. I can hear myself. That's the man that got me on his he's tuned in on his stick. You got to put it in your ear. You got your earpiece. God, glory to God. God bless everyone here in Wednesday night Bible study. We're so excited about the things of God, what God is about to do, what God has already done. Can we get excited about what God is doing right now, that we have breath in our body, amen, and that we have our hearts beat with the rhythm of life, amen. Hallelujah. We're not hooked up to nobody's machine, amen. We can feed our own self. We're body able, mind stable. We can get up and walk to the bathroom. Do you know how many people wish they could do that? We can clean ourselves up, shower. Hallelujah. You got people that are wishing that they could just walk, they could just stand up on their own 2 feet, feed themselves. People are being too fed. Other people have to feed them, bathe them, drive them around. But God has made it. We're able. Go to work.
People want
to go to work. To be able to go to work, you know, and be able to take care of their families. And here we are. We are able. So we thank God for all things. Hallelujah. I believe the Bible says that we should give thanks in all things. Amen. In all things. Not for all things, but in all things, give thanks. Amen. Let us pray before we go into our Bible study lesson. Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord. We thank you for this day, Father God, for this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for new mercy and new grace that you've given us, Father God. We thank you for this opportunity, Father God, that you allowed us to come this night to receive, to be poured into, oh God, your word, oh God. So we ask in Jesus' name, hallelujah. Oh, Lord, pour to us more of you, Lord God, and we'll become more of you. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, and when all see us, they see you. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Lord, we come to receive on tonight, Lord God. We come to be transformed, Lord God, by the renewing of our minds, that we will not be conformed to this world and what the world is saying, but what your word is saying. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. So Lord, we ask, Lord God, let us receive revelation, knowledge, and wisdom, and understanding of your word, so that we can apply to our daily lives, Lord God, so that we will live a life that is upright and pleasing to thy sight. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, on that we may minister to ye one another, even the unbeliever, that they may ask, how can I be saved? Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, on that. Lord, we ask that you allow the scripture and the lesson to take root in us and manifest in our actions and be engrafted on our hearts and minds, helping us to keep our minds stayed on you, that you'll keep us in perfect peace all the days of our life. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We surrender all that we are to all that you are, God. Oh, Lord, we ask that you allow the mind of Christ to arise in us. us, amen. And we bind our will to your will, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Father God. We come against every unteachable spirit on the line, every rebellious spirit, every fighting spirit, familiar spirit, spirit of oppression, depression, spirit of worry, fear, selfishness, self-righteousness. We come against every spirit of bitterness, anger, resentment right now. We come against every spirit of confusion and division, divination. We come against every spirit of hurt, pain, of sickness, disease, infirmity, affliction, and inflammation right now, and violence. And we command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We decree and declare that we are victorious right now, amen, in the land of the living. And we just want to say thank you, oh God. We thank you, we are delivered right now from every plot, plan, and agenda of Satan and his agents, every trickery right now, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We plead the precious blood of Jesus Christ over us right now, over this lesson that's going forth on today, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, as we equip ourselves, oh God, for spiritual warfare and deliverance, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare that we're soldiers in God's army, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you for it, Lord. We seal this prayer right now with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail, and the promises of God, in the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in us all. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, amen. Will you trust God? Hallelujah. In the process, while you're being processed, many things have to be processed before it gets to us, and we too have to be processed before we come into this world. There is a process, even in entering into this life, that we have to go through. So hallelujah. Many of us are being processed right now. We are still talking about double-mindedness and how the enemy, hallelujah, uses double-mindedness to master, to manipulate, to take over. Me and my husband were talking earlier, I believe, this morning. We talk a lot, so I don't know if it was this morning or whatever. We're talking about the plan of Satan to take over. He's already practicing, like you said, war, to take over. He's practicing to take over. That is his plan, to take over. And when people are operating double-minded, the Bible says a man that is unstable, a man that is double-minded, is unstable in all his ways. So the enemy is operating through this, believe it or not, and he's using it to take over. Mm-hmm. To take over. So he's already planning, and he's already activating his plan. He's not waiting for us. Hallelujah. He's already working. He's already in progress. He's already working, and his agents are working already. They're already at work diligently in practice on some of God's people. Amen. So we got to understand what this is. So that's why it's important in this lesson that we've been studying here for the last, I think, a month now, but understand how important spiritual warfare is and our deliverance. Amen. So today, you all, we're going to start in the book of James, chapter 4, verse 1 through 10. I'm going to go back just a little bit about what we kind of studied. We do have those, if it's your first time here with us, as we've been studying, I said, double-mindedness and how different spirits come about and how we operate because of operating in a double mind, you know, being wavering, some of us in our faith, straddling a fence, as they call it at times. One minute we yes, and one minute we no, one minute we hot, one minute we cold. Oh, my Lord, my God. He's got for you, you're going to be hot and you're going to be cold, but you can't be lukewarm. Make up your mind up. Which one? Because he said, I'll vomit you out. So you need to make your choice, and that's double-mindedness. That's, you know, 1 minute, I believe, oh, God, I don't know. You know, you can't allow the enemy to trick you up like that, because that's his plan. That's his strategic in all his ways if you're not careful. He's subtle in all his ways. He don't come out with a big old bull. Is that a bull horn, right? Screaming, hallelujah. No. He's shot over this place. Hallelujah. Yes, operating, like you said, in secret. In secret places so that you can't see him. He operates in the darkness and in secret places. Hallelujah. When we look at the book of James, you are for, I don't believe we went through this last week, and so we're just going to kind of recap over, but I don't think so. But in understanding, the spirit manifests through the double-minded personality. Double-minded personality. When we look in the book of James, chapter 4, I'm in the New King James Version. I'm excited, y'all. I feel myself speeding up, so let me slow down. I need to slow down, and my voice gets softer, so I start slowing down and speaking a little more softer. All right. I hope you all can hear me. Good. All right, so the book of James, we're going to be in chapter 4, verses 1 through 10. So if you're not in the New King James Version, your version may read a little bit different, but if you just follow along, you'll see we'll pick up somehow and it'll all come together. Amen. So again, that's James chapter 4, verse 1 through 10. The Bible says, where do wars and fights come from among you? Do they not come from your desires for pleasure that war in your members? You lust and do not have. You murder and covet and cannot obtain. You fight and war, yet you do not have because you do not ask. You ask and do not receive because you ask amiss that you may spend it on your pleasures. Adulterers and adulteresses, do you not know that friendship with the world is an enmity with God? Whoever therefore wants to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God. Amen. Amen. See, or do you think that the scripture says in vain, the spirit who dwells in us yearns jealously, but he gives more grace. Therefore, he says, God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Therefore, submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Lament and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning and your joy to gloom. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he will lift you up.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So what I want to do is I'm going to break out a couple of things here about the scripture. As we understand, hallelujah, the spirits that manifest through being having a double-minded personality. See, worldliness and carnality, according to scripture, you are the rejection spirit. It weds a person to the world. It weds a person to the world, not weeds, weds, W-E-D-S, weds the person to the world. You know what I mean? It weds you. You know, if you wed someone, you wed them to the world. So it weds the person to the world from love. So it's simply Satan's substitute for true love. Worldliness can be seen in teenage rebellion, you all. When you were once a teenager, think back when you were that rebellious teenager. Because some of us were looking for love. Love was at home. Nobody taught us anything. We didn't know who God was. We didn't know the word of God. You kind of heard it, but you didn't see it in the house. You had your parents. Our family was going to church, but in love, it looked like nothing. The pastor was preaching in the home. And so people tend to search for things, such as teenagers, for love in the world. So it is simply Satan's substitute for true love, you all. Worldliness can be seen, again, in our teenagers and teenage rebellion. Teenagers will often get involved in a lifestyle of lust, perversion, drugs, and more other things. Parents are often at their wits' end, you all. Signs of double-mindedness can be seen in, you know, tattooings and piercing and different type of dressing. You see kids, you say they adopt dressing. They went this out dark and just all kind of different stuff, provocative clothing, drug addiction, smoking, running away. You'll find it a lot in teenagers. I know for myself, I had friends when I was coming up, even my children in teenage years are running away, or calling themselves running away. They want to have their own.
Children run away, and I ran away.
Oh, you ran away. Pastor say he ran away, too, and he said about children running away, so he ran away. So even fighting, gang activity, and then having a home, just ran away. who ran away from a good home? Well, okay. But anyway, fighting, just want to be rebellious. Oh, didn't get your way. Rebellious. Rebellion at teenage years, and I believe a lot of parents that have teenagers or was a teenager yourself, if that was you, you know, you did these things, gang activity, profanity, disrespect to authority, you know, alternate lifestyles, depression, suicidal tendencies, and withdrawals. So for for a generation now, disrupted young Americans, where we live here in America, who rebel against authority figures, have been increasingly diagnosed with mental illnesses. We see it all the time. Children are being diagnosed with mental illnesses and medicated with psychiatric drugs, you all. And it's so, what is one for? It's so prominent. And, you know, you see it all the time now. People even say, you need to get a check for that child. You need to go get a check. There's something wrong with him. Something wrong with us. You need to give them some medication. Put them on something. We see this. We see this a lot, you all. You know, disrupting young people who are medicated with Ritalin and Adderall, you all, other different drugs for mental illness. Routine reports that these drugs make them careless about their boredom, resentments, and other negative emotions, making them more. Exactly, making them more complaining, more. It's supposed to make them to be more manageable, but doesn't really do that. And so-called a typical antipsychotic, such as Zyprexa, which is different types of drugs. You all probably know some of them. I know a few of them. You know, powerful tranquilizer drugs, and are increasingly prescribed to disruptive young people, even though in most cases they are not displaying any psychotic symptoms. Some of these children are being put on these different types of drugs, even if they don't have the symptoms. They diagnose your child with something they don't even have and start feeding them this medication based on what they think your child needs. Yes. Wedging them. That's just behind me over there. Yes. Wedding to the wed. Yeah. To wed to this world. So teenage double-minded, you all, has become an epidemic. I don't know if you all had that experience with your children or you did when you were coming up. Most don't know what they are dealing with, you all. God's solution is deliverance and healing. Double-mindedness has also been called passive-aggressive, but it is simply rejection and rebellion. Rejection and rebellion, unbelief and backsliding. You know, let's go to Hebrews chapter 10, verse 38, as we're talking about double minds, and we're going to talk about unbelief and backsliding because of this here. Hebrews chapter 10, hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you have any questions or comments so far, you can press 1, and I'll take your questions and comments at this time. We're going over to the next chapter in Hebrews. Chapter 10, verse 38. If anyone has any comments at this time you want to share with us, please do so. Or any questions, please do so. Amen. If you're logged on tonight with us on Blog Talk and the Preaching the Pastor, give us a call here at 845-277-9213, and we'll be glad to take your questions or comments. Amen. Okay, well, you got to open up your line. No, just open up your line. It's fine. Go ahead. Go ahead with your question.
Can you hear me good? Okay, my question is about double-mindedness.
Mm-hmm.
Is double-mindedness, you know, just for those who may not know, is that also saying something? I mean, you say one thing, but what you're doing is opposite of what you're saying. That because I was just, while you was reading that, I was like, that has to be double-minded. You know, I'll say one thing to you, but I'll do something else. So that means that what I say don't line up with what I do. But what I'm doing, that's really what I think and what I feel, regardless of what I'm saying. Amen.
Amen. That is correct. That is absolutely what double-minded is. You say one thing, but you do another. Your actions don't line up, so you're operating with a double mind. So absolutely. Speaking something, doing another, is double-minded. Who can trust you? Who can trust your way? Who can follow you? If you operate like that, you're going to say you this, but then you're really over here doing that. You know, you got to say it, and you got to do it. You can't do it and then you can't say it and do something else. You can't do it and say something else. Well, did you do this? No, I didn't do that.
Well, how many of us operate in
double-minded? A lot of us do. We're going to talk about it more. It's going to really open up and understand. We're going to even look at ourselves and say, at any point, am I operating like this? And then how do I come out? Deliverance is for you. Healing. But first, you got to be delivered to be healed from anything. Amen. So when we look in the book of Hebrews chapter 10, you are verse 38, the Bible says, amen, now the just shall live by faith, but if anyone draws back, my soul has no pleasure in him. And this is what the Bible says, Hebrews chapter 10, verse 38. Unbelief, you all, and backsliding was the issue of those in the early church who were departing from faith. Many of the Hebrews were returning to the old covenant system. They were wavering in their faith. Wavering, you all, understand this, you all, is a sign of double-mindedness. It's a sign of double-mindedness. See, these Christians were also fighting and warring with one another. And James commands them to humble themselves and cleanse their hands. To cleanse their hands, you all. I want you all to notice this. That the spirits of lust and pride are prevalent in the double-minded. And there is contention. There's strife and adultery. Adultery is unfaithfulness to covenant and can refer to backsliding and apostasy. See, some of these believers were leaving Christ and returning to the world. They were returning to the world. If you look in the book of James, you all, James chapter 4, verse 8. Hallelujah. If you have your Bible with you there, you should, because it's Bible study. I want somebody to read that for me. James, and if you have it, press 1. James chapter 4, verse 8. All right, I got two people here. Let's see. Okay, so you ready? See, Pastor Man, you got it?
Yes.
Okay. Let me open you up right quick.
James chapter 4 and verse 8 reads, draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, you know, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded.
Jesus. So we see right here in Scripture. Thank you, Pastor Manny.
We see it right here in Scripture. Our double-minded breeds unbelief and doubt. Backsliding and apostasy can be signs of double-mindedness. The prophet Jeremiah revealed that the remedy to backsliding is healing, or in other words, deliverance. We look in the book of Jeremiah chapter 3, verse 22, and we'll let Evangelist Kim give us that one. Jeremiah chapter 3, verse 22. All right. Jeremiah chapter 3, verse 22. Evangelist Kim, you have Jeremiah chapter 3, verse 22 for us?
Yes. I'm in New King
okay,
James
go ahead.
Version. It says, return, you backsliding children, and I will heal your backslidings. Indeed, mm-hmm. we do come to you, for you are the Lord our God.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much for the scripture. Amen. Thank you for all that are participating here in Bible study tonight. So this is very important when we read the scripture, you all. Let's ask ourselves, are we double-minded in our walk with Christ? Are you double-minded in your walk with Christ? Do you have a history of backsliding and departing from the faith? You see many people that have, they were preaching at one point, and now they, you don't see them in the church, or they're doing something else, and they just say, I just couldn't no more. You see them backsliding, they're doing what they used to do, that they were delivered from and saved from, and they backslide. You'll see them back in 1 minute, then they're back out again. So the question is, are you guilty of worldliness and carnality? You have to ask yourself that. You know, am I guilty of worldliness and carnality? You have to ask yourself, do you crack under pressure or persecution and return to the things of the world? When something goes wrong, do you just go back to, I might as well go back to this. This ain't working for me anyway. I'm struggling. I'm going through. I might as well go on back to drinking and cussing and being out here, get away from the word. You stop praying. Is that you? Let's ask ourselves that. I want us to think about it. These are all signs while a double-mindedness. These are all signs. The double-minded are not stable enough to deal with the challenges that often come with being a believer. I'm serious. I've seen it so many times. They will often withdraw or rebel. They say things like, "I'm staying out the way. I need to get by myself for a while. I got too much going on right now." So we must become you all stable if we are to walk with God consistently. We must become stable if we are to walk with God consistently. We have seen this pattern in many believers. Like I said, I've seen it in so many believers that commit to Christ and turn away and return to the world. They then return and repeat the process over again. I believe we were talking about that. Wasn't we talking about that this morning? Yes, we were talking about that this morning. When you go back, to all that, you got to start the process all over again. When you go back, you go back to everything that's back there. If you go back to the club, guess what? When you were sick during that time, when you go back that way, you get pick up sickness, hurt, pain, all that. And then you got to try to get back to it. And it's a process. You got to do it all over again. And this is heartbreaking. Deliverance is the answer. Hallelujah. And I am committing you all to seeing this truth taught in the church, and not in our church, the gospel public ministries taught in our church. Amen. And understand, we're not here to judge. We're here to help. We're here to love you back in that position and to encourage you to continue to walk. This is a lifestyle. It's a lifestyle. Amen. Does anyone have any questions or comments at this time? Amen. You have questions? Okay. So one moment here. Okay. Amen. Welcome you all those.
Amen. This is a very good lesson of study here for us to be able to learn from, for us to be able to grow from. And if there's one person, you know, that's on here, including myself and including you too, Apostle, that can ever say that, no, I've never been, then we're only deceiving ourselves, because I definitely, I'm listening to this lesson of study, and I know that I have said one thing and did something else. I know that I have been in a place one time before in my life, or two times, or however many times I've been, and I was on the right track, and then something happened, and then I quit, and then I go back to doing what I know. I went back to the comfort zone, and even if the comfort zone was not favorable for me, but I went back and did something outside of what God had already showed me. So I've definitely been in a place of experiencing double-minded personally. I'm being double-minded personally. I believe that most people, Christian men and women, that place of double-mindedness, I believe it is in that place of a relationship, especially in relationship. You know, there's many times to where a man and a woman, you know, they would be together in a loving type of relationship, and then something pops up, because exes are, we call them skeletons. They like to pop up, you know, from the past. And then here it is, you know, conflicting came up, you know, in that place. And because of past hurt, something that you may have seen, then, you know, you'll quit, and you may even go back and just start doing what you used to do. You may go back to those dwelling places where you used to be, or go back to drinking, go back to smoking, go back to, you know, being unfaithful and fornicating. That place right there, a relationship, I believe that's a very important place, because that's what Satan wants to attack right there, is a relationship. I believe a lot of double-mindedness come in right there. So I appreciate this right here, this Bible study, because this is for us to be aware of what's going on, not to point the finger and say, that's you, that's you, that's you. It's not for me to talk about what it is that I know about you, but it's for me to see myself right here in that place of being double-minded, because every time that I was in that place of being double-minded, I was not with God at that time. At that time, I was not with God. I was with self. I was with those that are out here in this world, and there were so many attacks. It was harder to come out the second time than it was in the first time. It's harder. It's harder. It's harder. It's harder. And most of the time, you beat yourself up because I knew better. But we thank God, you know, we have a forgiving God, a merciful God that know where you are and know where you're going to be tomorrow. Amen.
Amen. We thank you for your comment, Pastor Manny. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yes, you all, if you're just now coming in with us. I see someone press the Did you want to say something? Last 4 digits of your phone number, 1264, area code 917?
No, God bless you. I enjoyed the message. When I get a chance, I would like somebody to pray for me. I appreciate it.
Okay, okay, that's not what... Okay, who's this? I'm sorry. Welcome.
My name is Brother Coleman. I'm a first-time caller. Calling from Brooklyn, New York.
Hey, Brother Coleman. Remember Brother Coleman? Welcome, Brother Coleman. We'll definitely pray for you before we end our Bible study tonight. I knew it was a call out in New York because I believe Brittany has that same number. God bless you. Stay with us, and we'll be happy to pray for you, brother. Amen.
Okay,
you know what we're going to do? We're going to take your number down, and then we're going to call you personally, and we're going to pray with you one-on-one, me and my husband right after Bible study. Is that okay with you?
That's okay. God bless you. Thank you.
God bless you, too. But stay with us here in Bible study, Brother Coleman.
Okay.
Amen. God bless you. We remember Brother Coleman. Amen. Just to hear his voice again. Amen. Okay, you all. So we're going to be wrapping up here. You know, our Bible study, we don't like to pour too much in at one time so we can just kind of take what we have and let it resonate. Yes, and practical thing. But we have about 10 more minutes here as we're going to wrap up here, you all. We're talking about double-minded and how the enemy is using this to master, to take over, to take over. And it's his takeover plan. Amen. The war has already begun. Whether you want to admit it or not, there's a war that's going on already. Amen. We were born in it. It's been going on. So if you don't know that, now you know. I want us to go to the book of, I want us to go to 2 Peter, you all, chapter 3, verse 16. As we talk about cults and witchcraft and mind control, I want to talk about that. So we go to 2 Peter, chapter 3, verse 16, because just now, coming into Bible study, I'm coming out of the New King James Version. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So when we talk about cult and witchcraft and mind control, you all, and we're looking at the scripture here in Peter, chapter 3, verse 16, the Bible says, as also in all his epistles, you all, speaking in them of these things in which are some things hard to understand, which untaught and unstable people twist to their own destruction, as they do also the rest of the scriptures. What Bible are you coming out of? This King James. Do you have the NIV?
Yeah.
NIV?
I have NIV. I don't have an N.
Yes, I do. Okay. I want Pastor Nana to read the different.
NLT or
the, whatever one. The one. What's the green one? The green. NLV. I want us to read the different interpretation of this particular scripture of 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 16. The 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 16. Amen.
2 Peter chapter
3.
Mm-hmm. Amen. 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 16. It reads here, speak of these things in all of the letters. Some of the commandments are hard to understand, and those who are ignorant and unstable have twisted this letter to mean something quite different, just as they do with other parts of the scripture, and this will result in their destruction.
Amen. What Bible is that?
This is the NLT version of the Bible.
The NLT version, you all. So we see all the different interpretations, which is the same. We're reading the New King James Version and the King James Version as well, or the Living Word Version, or whatever version you have, the Amplified Version. You see it's still talking about here, you all, double-minded. Mm-hmm. So I'm convinced, you all, that cults are led by double-minded leaders.
Amen. Amen.
Look at David Koresh and all the different, there are so many in the past that became very famous and known around the world of these cults and leaders who were unstable leaders. They were followed by unstable people.
Mm-hmm.
Unstable people. Unstable leaders are also controlling, which is part of the rebellion personality.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say it again. Unstable people, you all. Hallelujah. My God, my God.
Hallelujah.
my God, are also controlling, which is part of the rebellion personality. See, false apostles, and people don't believe that everybody that's an apostle, call themselves apostle, will be called to be an apostle. Not, everybody's not an apostle of God, a prophet of God, a pastor of God. We, if you've been in the study with us, we were studying pulling down strongholds, you know that there are two different kingdoms, invisible kingdoms, that are operating here on earth, the kingdom of Satan and the kingdom of God. And it's, they mirror what you said.
They will look like.
But if you have a spirit of the Holy Spirit in you, you have a discernment to know, something ain't right with this. This is not God.
Yeah.
This is not God. So false prophets and ministers exalt themselves and are abusive and controlling.
Mm-hmm.
We know that comes from the kingdom of Satan. If you study with us, we know that comes from the kingdom of Satan. When anyone is trying to control you, any pastor or apostle trying to control you, you ought to know that is not of God. Because God gives us what? Free will.
That's right.
Free will.
No domination.
No domination, not at all. So these are all the signs of the rebellion personality. Jezebel.
Hallelujah.
You know, false ministers are also, they also deceive.
Mm-hmm.
They're deceptive. They operate in false deception and delusion with false revelations of scripture that they have twisted.
Yeah.
And if you don't know, you'll be sitting up under them believing. You got to be careful who's leading you. When we were in Holy Convocation this past week, and we had a class for all the leaders, and we were talking about that, and I had to teach that class. I didn't know I was going to be teaching it, but I ended up to teach that part. And that's one thing the Holy Spirit was telling me. The Holy Spirit was leading me to let them know. You got to be careful who you're under, who you allow them to lead you. Because even a leader, when you become that leader, you've been a follower. So you got to be careful who you are under, making sure that you don't become that type of leader that's deceptive and controlling. So they operate you out in a false deception and delusion with false revelations of scripture that they have twisted. Deception and delusions are part of rebellion. Witchcraft, y'all. Come on, this is witchcraft. Control, possessiveness.
Yeah.
It's also a part of what? Rebellion.
Amen.
Unstable people are attracted to cults.
Hallelujah.
And logistic churches controlling because they are looking for identity.
Mm-hmm.
They're looking for identity. When people don't have an identity, they will find one by getting with what they consider a special group. They will find themselves under the control of unstable, false leaders who are also double-minded. My Lord, my God. My Lord, my God, you all, we have to be very, very careful. It's existing. The war has already started. It is already, if you're waiting to see if when the war goes, so guess what? It's already here.
Yeah.
It's already happening. It's already happening. We're born into it, you all. You got to pick sides. You all, hallelujah. Hold on for a second. I'm sorry. I don't know what that is. Ooh. You are focusing the problem in ministry. You all, I don't go everywhere just because it has church. Or I don't open my eyes and put my eyes on everything that they could say. It says a pastor or a word. I'm very cautious about that. Now, I've consistently seen this problem in ministry. The lack of deliverance, you all, in the church is the reason why there are so many unhealed, double-minded people, even among leadership. So be aware of y'all being in a Saul ministry. What do I mean by that? Being a part of a Saul ministry. You remember before Saul became Paul.
Uh-huh.
He had people that followed him. They believed that he led. He thought he was doing the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
And they were reveling with him.
That's right.
So don't make sure that you're not a part of that.
Yeah. He was rule-keeping.
He was
religious.
Yes.
Law.
Yes. I don't know if they can get on the other phone. Glory to God. I'm over the field. You can, okay, so y'all can hear, okay. All right, y'all, so as we wrap up here, I'm going to ask if you have any questions or comments. So you all, we must make sure that the leaders in our ministries are stable people. If you are a minister and God has called you to minister, or you're a pastor and you're leading, you know, we have ministers on our roster. We have people that are ministers been ordained. Just make sure you all, that you are stable yourself. Make sure that you are delivered yourself. Amen. Because believe it or not, people are watching you, they know. That's not, you don't have a stable mind. That person that wish you right there is the in and out. So gifting you out is not, I want you to understand this, gifting is not the only requirement. Character is important. The more we know about double-mindedness, the more we can identify this within ourselves first.
Amen.
And receive deliverance. We cannot allow confusion to run rampant in the church.
Hallelujah.
We can't. Don't sign off on it. Don't say it's okay. Oh, it's all right. I was telling a young lady the other day, she asked me, she said, what do you mean, Pastor? I said, right now you need stability for your life, for your spiritual life and for your life. She said, what do you mean, God told me? I said, I'm explaining it to her. I had an opportunity to explain it to her about being, if you're not stable, you're double-minded. It's just hand in hand.
Amen.
And with that, you're always rocking. You can never go nowhere. You'll go back just to fall back. Mm-hmm. You'll never get to grow. You'll never progress. You'll always live a life of confusion and doubt that'll lead to depression. You'll be rebellious. You'll be operating in fear. Man, you got anger going on because you're double-minded. So we have to be really, really careful. And then you attract double-minded people.
Yeah.
Amen. Does anyone have any questions or comments at this time? I want to hear from you all. If you've already pressed one, then you're question mark on my screen is up, so I don't know exactly who all has a question or comment. So what I will do, Sister Dillard, I don't see that you pressed one today, so I won't open up your line unless you have a question or comment, but I will open up the line for Evangelist Kim and Pastor Nanny, and I believe Brother Coleman just wanted us to know here, and anyone else that's on the line today, we won't open up your line unless you press one. So Pastor Nanny, do you have any comments or questions about the lesson on tonight?
Like I say, you know, this was such a great lesson. Are we trying to get the phone situation? Okay, yeah, this was such a great lesson here, you know, for us to be able to learn from. You know, every single scripture, if you do get a chance, you know, go review these scriptures and, you know, read them and ask God, you know, for the instructions on what to do. Now, we know if you are double-minded, you know if you already are delusional, you know if you already are in a place where, okay, well, I see I'm being defeated, you know, is it because of my rebellion? You know, that's what this Bible study is about, you know, rebellion. And you know that is you, excuse me, if you know that you are, excuse me, in a place of double-minded, you know, you're underneath a spirit. There's a spirit that's governing double-mindedness. There's a spirit that governs that. And that's why we have the written word of God for us to be able to learn from and for us to be able to rebuke this spirit that we're up underneath so we can come out of this place so we can be just like God. You're just like God with the word of God. God knows about every single thing that you know about, everything that you're in, God knows about it. Not only does God know about it, you know, we as the children of God, we know about it too, you know. So we're not here to judge anyone, we're just here to help. We're here to help, you know, by example. And I thank every single one for being in Bible study tonight.
Yes, Lord. Amen. We thank God. We thank God for you. That God is, you know, that you're sitting up and you have some strength to be able to be in Bible study. So we just thank God. I'm just so amazed. Amen. Evangelist Kimberly Wilford, do you have any questions or comments for tonight?
Yes. Amen. Glory to God. Give unto God to the pastors and everybody that's listening. I like this lesson because the whole time you were talking about double mind, I kept being reminded of a scripture that says, let this mind be in us that's also in Christ Jesus.
Yes.
And I was thinking, if we really obey that scripture, we should never have a problem with being double-minded, because a lot of times the world wants us to think how it thinks, you know, and next thing you know, we find ourselves all out of whack, you know, and I always say the way to measure if you're doing something correctly, would you do it if Jesus Christ was sitting on the side of you, you know, if your mind is supposed to be like his, then you should be thinking the thoughts that he thinks, acting the way that he would act, responding the way that he responds, and that would help us, you know, to get out of being double-minded, because really double-minded is when we let the flesh control our thoughts and our actions. And so I thank you for this lesson, because it's a swift reminder to let us know we can't walk around being double-minded and say that we love God and that we want to, you know, do the things that please him, because having a double mind is always going to be something that goes contrary to God's will. So thank you for the lesson. Thank you for the testimony, everything, and God bless you all.
God bless you, too. Thank you so much for that. That's so important, you know, when we're operating according to the flesh, which is like operating according to the world.
Yeah,
according to the world. And so we have to, and the way that we stay in that place, you all, having the mind of Christ, stand the word of God. You know, read that Bible, study that Bible, meditate on it, and being careful what we give our eyes to, our ears to, you know, our words to, our conversations, you know, because someone can call you and can say something, it'll take you in another place, and then you're operating outside of the will of God, because then you listen to a worldly person that's trying to draw you into the world. And they'll use a lot of times, you want to make this money? Come on. You know, they'll take you out of you. Be like, well, I can't do that right now. I'm supposed to be in Bible study, but I got to go make this money. I got to go do this right now. Well, if you're committed to doing that, will you be committed to the things of God? We'll commit ourselves to the things of the world before we commit ourselves to the things of the Word, which is the Word of God, which is the living Word. And this is where we see God in. This is where we see Jesus and Jesus' character and how Jesus lived. So if we can stay in that place, meditate on the word of God by day and night, being in prayer, you know, and studying. Amen. So we say, oh, I'm tired. How do we get tired of that? We don't get tired of doing the things in the world. We'll find things in the world to please us, to relax us. But I want to tell you, if you meditate on the word of God, it will give you so much peace that the world cannot give you. Cannot give you. Amen. God bless everyone here. I thank everyone for being on tonight. Sister Dilly, you over there quiet. You have children at your house tonight? Sister Dillard? Sister Dillard, I'm calling you.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am.
I had them early. Yes, I had them early, but they got up in here and everything you say from room to room. Yeah, double-minded. Yeah. I myself be double-minded, like you say. It's so easy to do what the worldly thing to do. So easy for me, like, well, I need to make this T-shirt. Let me go ahead and do this here. But I need to read the Bible. But now I'm going to do the T-shirt because I'm going to make some money. But read the word, I'm going to get more. So me, myself, I'll be double-minded my own stuff too. So that's things that we all have to work on.
Being delivered. Being delivered from it, There's deliverance. Man. Deliverance is available. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. All right, God bless you for the good luck, because my mom is either giving a scripture for us or pressing up.
I know, I didn't get a scripture.
And she was going from room to room.
I was waiting to read the scriptures. You know, I'll be
you
ready.
You didn't press one. I didn't know if you want to read. He had to press one. I said, whoever want to hear God, press one. He didn't press one. That's okay.
Amen.
All right, God bless everyone here tonight. Again, we thank everybody for being on tonight here in Bible study. And Brother Coleman, we're going to be giving you a call. I did write your number down here. And so we'll be giving you a call right after Bible study. Me and my husband will call you so that we can pray with you and for you. Amen. So let us pray. Father God, we thank you. Heavenly Father, we thank you again for this opportunity that you've allowed us, oh God, to receive, great and mighty, oh God. Lord, and so we will know and be fully equipped, oh God, for spiritual warfare and be delivered from that thing that is not of you, oh God. That we will not operate with a double mind, oh God, but we will operate with a sound mind, the mind of Christ, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord. Lord, we leave this call, but let your presence, oh God. Lord, we ask that you bless everyone here in attendance. Bless their home, oh God. Oh Lord, let them multiply in your goodness, oh God, and your excellence. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we pray for divine restoration for all that's on the line. Lord, we pray for divine health and healing, oh God, to our bodies and strength to our bones right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, let every need be met, oh God. Let there be no lack of your goodness flowing in and out our lives, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we pray let there be a breakthrough in the heavens tonight, oh God. Oh, that you pour a blessing upon our home, oh God, in our life. Then we won't have room enough to receive that others will be blessed by the over overflow. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God, for the overflow. Thank you, Lord God, for all that you've done, all that you're doing, and all that you're about to do for us. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We thank you, Lord God, that you are with us, that you'll never leave us or forsake us. We thank you for the God that great is you that's in us and he that's in the world, that we can decree and declare right now victory, 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 and that the harvest, hallelujah, is right, hallelujah, and that your equipment, oh God, hallelujah, shall go out and labor according to your will and plan. And we just want to say thank you. Lord, we love you and we need you. We bless your holy name. We thank the blood of Jesus Christ for all here in the Wednesday Bible service. We thank you, Lord God, all that we learn. And we thank the blood of Jesus Christ, all that we have, all that we will have. And we decree and declare that we're covered and protected by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against us in judgment, God shall condemn. And we thank you, Lord God. We thank you and we love you. We can't thank you enough, but yet and still we thank you. Glory, hallelujah to your name, God. And we fill this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things excel, and the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in us all that believe. It's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, amen. God bless you all. You all have a wonderful evening. We'll see you all back here. It's going to be with us on Saturday. This Saturday is our new month. We're back in our late lesson from Saturday at 12 noon. And Sunday service is at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time and 2 p.m. Central Standard Time here at 845-277-9213. God bless you. God keep you. We love you. And there's nothing you can do about it. Remember, Jesus is Lord, and the devil is already defeated.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, I want to see him. Look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past.